Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
A judge resigned amid cocaine charges. Let's start there with our random start here on this Thursday, January 2nd, 2025 show for you here. I do want to get into our top Montana stories for 2024 based on your views, because I think that also tees up what we still need to fix. And it's a reminder of why we need to get President Trump's national security team in place as soon as possible. So what I did is earlier this week, we ran the numbers. We looked at my top 10 stories from 2024 based off of your views, the local page views here in Montana, not just, hey, what did somebody in, you know, Kansas look at? What did somebody in Ohio look at if they happen to see one of our articles? No, this is based on local page views here in Montana. And so I put a couple of lists together. One was, you know, based off of views across Montana, because sometimes what I write will also appear on, you know, some of the music station websites, et cetera, just like we can share some of their stuff on our Montana Talks website. And then I put together just a straight up MontanaTalks.com list as well for what you, our listeners, clicked on the most and looked at the most in the past year. But the random start here is I'll have to ask David. I wonder if he was able to get an answer on this. By the way, big thanks to David Noble for filling in. He always does such an incredible job. And big thanks to Scott Aspenlighter for filling in as well, and Jake Eaton for coming in and sidekicking with him for a couple of days last week as well. Always great content. I've got some podcasts saved from the show, that some of which I still need to go back and listen to, because there was just so much great content. By the way, if you missed any of the show, if you were kind of like me and you took some vacation time and you just wanted to tune out for a few days and clear your head, there was some great content delivered by our guest hosts. And so you can get it all on the Montana Talks podcast, either on the Montana Talks app, or if you go to Spotify, you can easily download it there with your other list of podcasts, etc. But yeah, a judge. So there was a guy elected judge in Lake County. So that's Polson, Montana, and south, basically. And apparently he has now resigned his seat amidst cocaine charges. Kenneth Britton, or Britt Cotter, a Polson criminal defense attorney poised to take the bench here in January, is charged with three felonies in Lake County District Court for solicitation and attempted possession of cocaine. In a letter to outgoing Chief Justice Mike McGrath, who I think is on his way out on Monday, Cotter said he will not proceed with the oath of office. I was just thinking, I was like, Cotter, that name sounds familiar. I didn't see any reference to this here in any of these stories. And I was like, is there? And so I'm asking you, because I tried to find a bio for this guy. This guy ran for office. This guy got elected district judge here in Montana. You can't find any information about this guy. Bio? Nothing. It's all been scrubbed practically off the internet. But Cotter, that name sounds familiar. There was a U.S. attorney named Cotter. There was a appointed by the Democrats. There was a Democrat Supreme Court justice here in Montana with the last name Cotter. And I don't know, any relation? I mean, it's just a question I threw out there.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll have cloudy skies along with a chance for some light snow showers, less than a half inch of daytime snowfall. We'll have highs in the lower 30s for Bozeman, but lower 20s expected for Billings. Still some light snow possible for tonight, less than a half inch, with overnight lows dropping back into the mid-teens for Billings, but mid-20s for Bozeman. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Carroll.
I'm Chad Pergwin with the Speaker's Lobby. House Republicans may again struggle to elect a speaker on January 3rd. That's the start of the new Congress. House Speaker Mike Johnson emerges bruised from the recent government funding Donnybrook. Here's the math. The House clocks in at 434 members with one vacancy. On the Speaker's vote, the winner must win an outright majority of all members casting ballots for somebody by name. In other words, the person with the most votes does not win. That's what happened repeatedly to former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. So let's crunch the math for Mike Johnson. He can only lose one vote. 218. A failure to elect a speaker right out of the block paralyzes the House. The House absolutely, unequivocally cannot do anything until it elects a speaker, period. The House can't swear in members. Technically, they're still representatives elect. Only after the House chooses its speaker does he or she then in turn swear in the membership. If this bleeds into January 6th, the House cannot convene a joint session of Congress to certify the Electoral College. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I'll tell you what, if you're going to be traveling this holiday season, whether it's on a plane, train, or an automobile, download the Montana Talks app. Not only can you listen live through the Montana Talks app, you'll see some of the web content, some of the news and commentary pieces that we share. But if you're traveling, you're in and out of coverage, you're sleeping in, you can download all 4 hours of Montana Talks. And there's going to be some great content. David Noble, Scott Aspen, Leiter, and more. Download the Montana Talks app on your phone.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, by the way, just real quick, putting a wrap on that random start for the show here on this Thursday morning. First live show of 2025. Great to be with you here this morning. Tristan Scott had a report for the Flathead Beacon on New Year's Eve. Unusual judicial vacancies test Montana law affording the governor direct appointment authority. Unusual judicial vacancies. Yeah, this liberal judge apparently got busted, allegedly, doing cocaine. I forget who said it. Somebody sent the tweet out. You know they were gonna, right? God, you look at most of these Montana Supreme Court decisions and some of these district judges, I see some of them, and you wonder what they're smoking. You wonder what, or sniffing, or whatever the heck they do with that stuff. Golly, was he a Hunter Biden business partner? I mean, what the heck here? Anyway, let's get into it here. The top Montana stories for 2024 based on your views. Obviously, one of the biggest stories of the 2024 year here in Montana was, of course, the toppling of longtime Democrat Senator John Tester by Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. If you were following the biggest Senate race in the country here in Montana, you also knew that illegal immigration was and is a huge issue. And that is, of course, reflected in our top 10 list. So these top 10 lists, they're not like, oh, here's the 10 stories we think are the most important or the most impactful, right? What we did is we just said, hey, here's based off of what people clicked on. And there's really no science to it. I mean, it might have just been that maybe somebody with a big following on social media shared one of our stories. And then it got more views, right? Like, for example, I've noticed, like, if Congressman Ryan Zinke shares one of our articles, you'll see the numbers kind of pop because he's got a big following on social media, you know, after being Trump Interior Secretary, et cetera. The governor, I think, has a pretty decent following. So when we had some big news about some big business deals like, Brixtal Defense opening up an ammo manufacturing facility in Glendive, that got big numbers. But I think everybody was excited about that anyway because it's great news for Glendive, Montana. White Sulphur Springs. In fact, on just the MontanaTalks.com website, my number one story just at MontanaTalks.com for 2024 was great news for White Sulphur Springs and Montana. And we were talking about the copper mine, the Black Butte copper mine that hopefully will get up and running near White Sulphur Springs. So that was the top story on the Montana Talks website. Let me go, though, to my top 10 stories of 2024 based off of views across Montana. So these would have been, you know, maybe some stories that were picked up by some of the music stations as well. You know, top 40 stations, classic rock stations, country stations, you name it. The number one story was this, and I think you're going to see a pattern here where there were several stories about illegal aliens that made the top 10 list here. One, illegal aliens reportedly dumped in Montana's Flathead Valley.
course, that was a big story. And I think we ended up finding out that the people that were dumped in the Flathead Valley came from, you know, they crossed our southern border. They went through New York City, and then they came here from New York City, and they were flown here. And then, of course, you had that NGO, so-called nonprofit organization in the Flathead Valley that has was openly bragging about trafficking in migrants of all citizenship statuses. So whether they were illegal or not, they admitted that they would traffic these people in the Flathead Valley. So that was a big story. Number two, this was a recent story, confirmed. Violent Venezuelan gang Trende Aragua is in Montana. That was number two. Number three, the great news for White Sulphur Springs and Montana. Number four, again, tied in with that story about the illegal aliens in Flathead Valley. Crazy new details after illegal aliens dumped in Kalispell. I think that was the story where we told you about how it was the head of the Flathead County Democrats who is on the board of that NGO in Kalispell, Montana, that was trafficking illegal aliens, admitting that they would traffic illegal aliens in the Flathead. So that was the crazy new details there. Number five was, of course, the $125 million investment. Huge news for Glendive with the ammo manufacturer that ended up setting up shop very early on, about 1 year ago in February of 2024. In fact, in January of last year, we ran into the CEO at the SHOT Show down in Las Vegas. And so that was great. We'll be at the SHOT Show once again here with John Jackson, the Joker from X, sidekicking with us for 3 days of coverage at the SHOT Show here later this month. Let's see, number six. This is actually a story that I wrote in 2023, but it still drew big numbers in 2024. Fact check. You know, the left loves to do fact check, and then there's no facts. It's like it's spin. But we did a fact check. Is Senator Tester a millionaire? Yep, that drew big numbers in 2024. Number seven, here we go. Another illegal alien story. Stabbing incident in Flathead Valley tied to illegal aliens. And let's see, number eight. This was just pure clickbait. Now, I knew it when I was writing it. But it was actually some interesting information. Number eight in my top 10 stories of 2024. Now we know, why are there so many car wash businesses in Montana? I can't remember if it was a Zero Hedge piece or a Wall Street Journal piece. I think it was a Zero Hedge piece because I think Greg Franks probably sent it to me. And give him a hard time. Tell him, why are you always sending Zero Hedge stuff? Now, anyway. But the reason why there's so many car wash businesses, not just in Montana, but all across the country, is because they're very cash heavy. You know, people do the subscription, and so it's good incoming cash flow. So that's why, you know, car wash businesses are such a good investment. Number nine, boy, we saw this ring out with the big national news story. Blinking lights, Montana sheriffs prepping for multiple threats. And as we've seen in the national news, those threats are increasing here on the tail end of the Biden administration as we head into 2025. Number 10, top 10 stories of 2024. Montana taxpayers funded the crazy woke agenda at teachers conference. That was that teachers conference in Bozeman back in October. So that drew some big numbers as well.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Let's think outside the box for a minute about the future of transportation. 40,000 people die in vehicle crashes every year. Suppose we could cut that drastically. How? Driverless cars. Imagine for one moment a world where crashes were avoided. What would that mean? It would mean that we could have different kinds of vehicles. Smaller, lighter, more efficient, cheaper, more aerodynamic. We don't need airbags and huge bumpers. Lower fuel costs and lower insurance rates. The cheapest ones might be repaired the way we fix computers today, by replacing them with new ones. Lighter vehicles would call us less wear and tear on roads. We could use the same roads, garages, and parking lots we have today, but they could serve a lot more volume. Is this really so far-fetched? There are plenty of details to be worked out, like how we move things like freight and big families. Things like buses and commuter trains might become dinosaurs, but getting people to accept it might be easier than you think, especially if it costs a fraction of what we pay today. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Securing America.
250 mayors, police chiefs, and governors now on notice. They face federal prosecution if they interfere with President Trump's mass deportation plan. A letter from America First Legal, which has strong ties to Trump policymakers, say it is a crime for local officials to conceal or shield migrants from federal agents. The letter targets leaders in so-called sanctuary jurisdictions. In recent weeks, many have said they'll refuse to cooperate with federal efforts to ramp up deportation of criminal migrants. That's not going over well with incoming border czar Tom Homan.
If you don't want to protect your communities, shame on you. But we're going to do it for you. You're not going to stop me. We're coming.
Federal law says if you're here illegally, you're deportable, crime or not. Congress, through the 1986 Immigration Control Act, requires criminal aliens be deported, quote, as soon as possible after their conviction. William Lajeunesse, Fox News.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, during the Wyoming Stock Growers Association's winter roundup, I had the opportunity to catch up with the Public Lands Council's president and Colorado rancher, Tim Canterbury. And like others, he said the PLC is looking forward to 2025 and working with the incoming Trump administration as well as the new Congress to help keep livestock grazing part of America's federal landscape.
Absolutely. And while we've been assured that there will be some rollback in that, what we have to keep in mind as we move forward is we've got to be very proactive. We can't just roll it back, because these things, as administrations change, keep coming back and rolling back. That's absolutely not the way that we need surety in our business framework. So we need to make certain that Congress takes some action. There was some positive things in that conservation rule that we need to make certain carries forward. And one of those is the 1480, where everyone is on the same level playing field, whether it's recreation, mining, timber, livestock grazing. We're all playing by the same rules out there.
He also said, in addition to rolling back burdensome regulations put in place by the Biden administration, PLC has some other key priorities for the new year for public lands ranchers.
Absolutely, we've got to get a lands package pushed through in the new Congress. We've got to have some tax sureties. We can't be putting our family farms and ranches out of business because of tax implications. So we've got to get those taken care of. And then I think probably the other, some ESA reforms.
Again, that was Public Lands Council President and Colorado rancher Tim Canterbury. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Hi, this is Chandler Gould, National Association of Wheat Growers CEO. The 2025 Commodity Classic is headed to Denver, Colorado in March, and I'd like to personally invite you to join fellow wheat growers in America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agriculture and education experience. Not to mention, it's the closest it's ever been to your farm, making it even easier to attend. Register by January 15th for the best rates. Visit commodityclassic.com. Join us today in Denver, March 2nd through the 5th.
As a ranch wife, mom, and nurse, my checkoff dollar provides education, research, and nutritional information for the consumer of the product we love to produce.
For my beef checkoff dollar, I get to help consumers feel confident in eating beef as part of a healthy diet.
My checkoff dollar provides hope that our ranch will remain sustainable for future generations.
This message brought to you by the Montana Beef Council and your $1 per head beef checkoff.
Well, according to a new study, households that include at least one person taking an appetite-suppressing drug like Ozempic spend about 5.5% less on groceries within the first 6 months of use. In the paper, researchers predict a continued shift away from processed and snack food consumption, and even suggest manufacturers rethink product portion sizes or packaging. Of course, appetite-suppressing drugs like Ozempic were initially created for diabetes management. However, in recent years, they've become really popular for obesity as well as off-label weight loss treatment. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, Bob in Columbus knew exactly where I was going with this. Hey, Aaron, what about the top story of 2025 so far? You just in that opening segment, I went over the top 10 stories of 2024. And look, as I kind of hinted at, that all those headlines about our wide open southern border, about illegal aliens, and not just that, but the blinking lights story that made our top 10 list, how there are threats everywhere. That was the FBI director testifying on Capitol Hill back, I think it was early last fall or middle of last summer, talking about how there are threats everywhere. It's not just our southern border. I think it's also a lot of the people that we're allowing into this country to preach this anti-American hatred. I think there are many factors. It's the multiple national security screw-ups that we've seen out of the Biden administration. And what is it, 18 more days until Donald Trump takes office, and it cannot come quick enough. But yeah, obviously, if you've been listening to the national news updates, if you've been watching any of the national news, 2025 opened up with a terror attack, what seems like a obvious terror attack in New Orleans on Bourbon Street, and then what also looks like a potential terrorist attack and a some sort of a potential political message with the explosion of that Cybertruck, that Tesla Cybertruck in front of the Trump hotel in Las Vegas. Obviously, Elon Musk, the owner of Tesla, is very close with President Trump. I think they were hanging out once again at President Trump's New Year's Eve party. But yeah, Bob in Columbus says, what about the top story of 2025 so far, the terrorist attack in New Orleans? Sam Faddis, a former CIA operations officer, summed it up the best with his AND magazine, with AND magazine. First blood, terror in New Orleans. Since Joe Biden sat down in the White House, people paying attention to world events have wondered how long it would be before this administration's disastrous policies led to a resurgence of terror right here at home. We need wonder no longer. The events of yesterday in New Orleans have answered the question, someday is today. Normally I don't use the names of these suspects, especially some of them, they want to get attention. They desperately want to get a name. But as John Jackson pointed out very early on, as images started to come out of New Orleans, this is obviously not some white supremacist, the big boogeyman that the left always tries to tell you about. No, this was somebody named Shamsuddin Jabbar. Shamsuddin Jabbar is the terror suspect shot and killed by police after running over innocent victims on Bourbon Street in New Orleans. First blood, terror in New Orleans. John Jackson made some great points on X, and so did some of his very insightful followers on to get ready for the show today. Inside baseball for you guys. You know that I'll do two stories per day for our Montana Talks website, and I'll post those at MontanaTalks.com, and sometimes they'll get picked up on other station websites. They'll go automatically on 1450 KMMS's website in Bozeman, for example, 1370 KXTL Butte, and then 970 KBUL Billings, of course. So I have to do two articles. Anyway, I got a head start on my articles so that I can bust the heck out of here on Friday so that I'm not like, you know, so I'm easing back into the new year here. But let me tell you some of the headlines that I wrote. I already went over the top 10 stories of 2024. That is one of the stories that's on our Montana Talks website. If you are gearing up to watch the Bobcats take on the NDSU Bison, you got to check out this T-shirt, the Melstone Cowboys. I've got that headline on our Montana Talks website as well. Don't worry, this ties in with the big story here. But the other story that I did is kind of about the weather and about the cold weather that we should be. Well, it's pretty cold out there today, but this ain't severe cold yet, right? Montanans know this might be cold today, but it's not that cold. Come February, we'll be talking about that cold, most likely, right? Well, anyway, our friend John Jackson, the Joker from X, shared a graphic from Pivotal Weather over the holidays showing the severe cold that could grip the nation starting January 10th. Hoo boy, he added. And my first reaction to seeing the graphic was, What's with the global war? Here it comes, boys. So brace for it, Montana. The cold is coming. Now that pivotal weather graphic looked like much of the nation would be, like even all the way down to Texas, would be facing severe cold. The National Weather Service office has a more conservative outlook for the weather forecast for the next, 30 days or so. And then over the three-month forecast, that's when they talk about the real cold coming. But anyway, just to put that out there. But anyway, as I was looking through, I wanted to share some of the funny reactions to John's tweet where he was talking about the cold weather that's coming. And I found this one from one of his very smart followers on Twitter or on X. Goes by the name on X, Niz Nelly, at Niz Nelly 3. And if you've heard John Jackson on the show on Tuesdays, he'll oftentimes quote this Niz Nelly and say, man, she is spot on. She, especially when it comes to national security stuff, she is spot on. Listen to what she said. She was commenting on how much attention John's tweet about the cold weather got. And she said this: what about this grim forecast that tragically seems to already be coming true on January 1st, 2025? This is what she wrote on December 30th, the day before New Year's Eve. Over 2,000 retweets on a weather forecast and under 20 retweets on anything related to jihadist cells inside of America. Very revealing. I'm old enough to remember when similar mindsets were common. Back in 2001. So she was talking about the urgency of people getting the information about jihadist cells inside of America. And look at what we just saw take place.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, if I can get my computer up and running here, of course, first show of the year after taking a few days off here. So I'm trying. I was just going to try to play a couple of audio clips for you here, especially since Bob in Columbus was asking about this likely terrorist attack down in New Orleans. And so I've got audio of Tom Homan, President Trump's incoming border czar, and much more that I want to share with you here. I'm rebooting my computer, see if that'll fix it so that I can hear the audio, so that you can hear the audio. I guess if not, if all else fails, I can always have Caden roll the audio from back in his studio as well. But in the meantime, I got a lot more to share here. So yeah, Niz Nelly was commenting on X on December 30th. It was like 5 a.m. in the morning, Montana time, on December 30th, talking about how, oh, yeah, a weather forecast gets 2,000 retweets, but then under 20 retweets on anything relating to jihadist cells inside of America. Look, did we or did we not make this prediction last year? Did we or did we not make this? And look, I always say I'm not really in the prediction business. We talk about issues and our thoughts on issues, but I'm not one of these that makes a bunch of predictions typically. But how could you not predict that we would start to see these acts of terrorism? And that's why I said, after the elections and heading into December, I said we can't take our eye off the ball. And whether it's the anti-Trump leftist media that's trying to lull everybody into sleep, thinking that, oh, everything's good now. Everybody's working with Trump. All these the Facebook executives and all these other, billionaires that were anti-Trump. Now they're showing up in Mar-a-Lago to kiss the ring. Well, look, don't let these people lull you into a sleep. That's what all these people do. Whenever there's a new regime that comes into power, whether in Helena or whether in Washington, D.C., you get these people, these very well-connected, powerful people who, oh, yeah, they were best buddies with the old guy, but now they're going to pretend to be your best buddy, right? And so because they just want to bide their time. And so that's one thing that we can't be allowed to let ourselves be lulled into a sleepover and why we got to keep our eye on the ball. The other thing was obviously the security threats facing this country. It's not just that the Biden regime screwed up the southern border and just, oh, shoot, we messed up. Oh, man, look at all these people that came in this country. they deliberately opened up our southern border. And the northern border has got more folks on the terror watch list being detained there in the last year as well. But back to this Niz Nelly, because John Jackson is right. I need to keep a closer eye on more of her tweets here. Here's a quote that she shared from Joe Biden. This was about 12 hours ago. "White supremacy is the single most dangerous terrorist threat in our homeland. I say this wherever I go." And then Niz Nelly says, "Joe Biden, that repugnant, said those words with sanctimony." But now let's talk about the FBI. And I've said it before, there are incredible men and women that work for the FBI, especially your ground field agents and things like that. I've worked with them over some of them overseas, not a ton, but a little bit. I don't want to, make it sound like I did way more than I did, right? But this woke agenda is being shoved down everybody's throats. John Jackson shared a tweet from the FBI New Orleans office back in late October, a few months ago. And it was basically like this woke virtue signaling post by the FBI New Orleans office. And John Jackson made a great point. If I'm Kash Patel, the New Orleans office has my full attention. Figure out, what the heck have you guys been focused on? You've been pushing all this, you're promoting all this woke nonsense on your social media accounts to suck up to the regime back in Washington, D.C., and now we have this terrorist attack. And then what in the world with New Orleans? And they had barricades that should have been up blocking off some of these streets, but the barricades weren't even up on New Year's Eve. But Sean Davis from The Federalist said this. He says the FBI was too busy kneeling at BLM riots, arresting Christian pastors, locking up patriotic grandmothers, spying on churches, and lying about school board parents to be bothered with something as trivial as stopping violent terrorists from killing Americans. Because apparently this Bin Jabbar, Bin whatever, who will be left in the trash bin of history guy down in New Orleans, that's the only bin he's going in, the bin of hell, the trash bin of history, that's where that guy's going. But yeah, apparently this guy had been all over social media with his radicalism. So you would think that he should have been relatively easy to spot, right? Let's see. This was another point here. Man, I've got like 3-4 tweets now from Niz Nelly. So back in December 29th. So what? 2 days before New Year's Eve. There was a sermon in Brooklyn. Brooklyn Friday. This was shared by MEMRI, which is a radical Islamic, social media, TV thing, etc. Brooklyn Friday sermon by Raja Abdul Haq. "Muslims in America have been seen as a security threat to the empire since 9/11. And then he goes on to preach, "We cannot be loyal to an empire that is destroying blah, 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 blah." And Niz Nelly made this point. This is what Biden and the Democrat Party has allowed to spread in America. Every week, radical Islam is being preached in mosques to thousands of citizens. And she says, "Make counterterrorism great again." But on this point about, look, whether it's our wide open southern border where terrorists are just simply walking across our southern border, or whether it is our legal immigration process, where so-called refugees or so-called asylum seekers, where they bring people in from some of these countries where a lot of people hate America, and then they come into America and they preach and teach the hatred of America, just like some of these leftists in our educational establishment, like the National Teachers Union teaches this hatred of America, constantly calling everybody racist, you name it. Let's see, Stephen Miller, who is going to be the incoming deputy chief of staff for President Trump, he issued a statement on the terrorist attack that happened on New Year's Day. He said, quote, Islamist terrorism is an import. It is not homegrown. It did not exist here before migration brought it here. Now, Senator John Barrasso out of Wyoming, he made a great point. He says the U.S. Senate must confirm President Trump's national security team as soon as possible. Lives depend on it. We know they're going to try to do everything they can to undermine President Trump, because he doesn't just say he's going to make America great again. He's actually going to do it. So we know that they're going to be looking for every single way possible. When I say they, I mean every threat you can think of, whether it's foreign nation states, whether it's terrorists, whether it's just the Trump opposition here in America. They are going to do whatever they can to try to stop America from being made great again, because they despise this country and what she stands for. That's why even some of those on our own soil want to transform this country into something else. And so that's why we have got to be vigilant. And I know that the Trump team will be vigilant, but that's all the more reason why we've got to get President Trump's team in there as fast as possible. President Trump said this on Truth Social: our country is a disaster, a laughingstock all over the world. This is what happens when you have open borders with weak, ineffective, and virtually non-existent leadership. The DOJ, FBI, and Democrat state and local prosecutors have not done their job. They are incompetent and corrupt, having spent all of their waking hours, unlawfully attacking their political opponent, me, rather than focusing on protecting Americans from the outside and inside violent scum that has infiltrated all aspects of our government and our nation itself. Democrats should be ashamed of themselves for allowing this to happen to our country. The CIA must get involved now before it is too late. The USA is breaking down. A violent erosion of safety, national security, and democracy is taking place all across our nation. Only strength and powerful leadership will stop it. See you on January 20th. Make America great again. That was the message from President Trump on Truth Social. All right, let's see. More to follow. I'll see if my audio clips will now work in here. If not, we can always have Caden run the audio from his studio, from our production studio here. Tom Homan, incoming border czar, what he had to say following this one, if not two, terrorist attacks. And then, of course, at the Fox News update at the top of the hour, I'm sure we'll get the latest information about one, if not both, of those stories as well. Man, in the 7 o'clock hour, David Noble, looking forward. He's still coming in today. He joins us every Thursday in the 7 o'clock hour, and I'm glad he's still coming in after all the several days he filled in for us.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
They're trying to Trump-proof the DOJ by putting in all these late-minute hires. You know, they have now come out of hiding to thank their donors, urging Democrats to fight on. Our spirit is not defeated. We are not defeated. We are strong. We are clear about why we are in this, Harris told people as she's planning to run for California governor. But in the meantime, Joe Biden is selling off the parts of the wall that they inherited from the Trump administration, knowing that Donald Trump is about to begin the process of finishing that wall. So they're going to sell it all for pennies on the dollars, thinking that, you know, they're hurting Trump when they're really hurting the American people, because we're going to have to buy new parts when these parts, I'm sure, would be perfectly fine to use.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
All right, ready for a home upgrade without the hassle? Well, give your home a fresh look in 2025 with new custom window treatments thanks to our friends at Blinds.com, where real design experts make the complex, they make it very simple. Now, if you have a complicated project, no problem. Blinds.com, they will make it simple, fast, and easy. Schedule a free professional measure for you as well. Now, think you need a designer to visit your home? You don't. Now, shop from the comfort of your home on your schedule. They'll even send free samples right to your door. There's no question that shopping online will save you time and money, and something we could all use a little bit more of, especially with the new year upon us. And since Blinds is so affordable, well, you can change the look of your home for a great price. Blinds.com has covered over 25 plus million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now shop Blinds.com right now. Save up to 40% off on select styles. Plus you get a free professional measure up to 40% off. Limited time. Blinds.com. Okay. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll have cloudy skies along with a chance for some light snow showers, less than a half inch of daytime snowfall. We'll have highs in the lower 30s for Bozeman, but lower 20s expected for Billings. Still some light snow possible for tonight, less than a half inch, with overnight lows dropping back into the mid-teens for Billings, but mid-20s for Bozeman. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I'll tell you what, if you're going to be traveling this holiday season, whether it's on a plane, train, or an automobile, download the Montana Talks app. Not only can you listen live through the Montana Talks app, you'll see some of the web content, some of the news and commentary pieces that we share. But if you're traveling, you're in and out of coverage, you're sleeping in, you can download all 4 hours of Montana Talks, and there's going to be some great content. David Noel
continuing this journey with you. Merry Christmas and wishing you and your family a happy new year from Renewal by Anderson.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh man, Sean in Shelby says this. It's a wonderful day. John Tester is unemployed. I think technically tomorrow. Technically tomorrow, because I think tomorrow is when the new Congress is sworn in. That's when the new Senate and the new House of Representatives will be sworn in. And then in Montana, I think it's Monday when the legislators and all of our statewide office holders will be sworn in back in Helena. So tomorrow, Senator Tim Sheehy will be sworn in. And Congressman Troy Downing will join the ranks of Senator Steve Daines and Congressman Ryan Zinke. And then Monday, that's when our Montana lawmakers back here in state government will be sworn in. All right, a couple other messages that we got here on the Montana Talks app. Tim in Savage, I shared this story on our Montana Talks website. It's been warm, but brace for it, Montana. Here she comes. Tim in Savage says, clearly the cold weather is a direct result of global warming. And then he says, and the only way to save the planet is to pay higher taxes. Yeah, that's their answer to everything. Give us more power. Give us more of your money. And that's their answer to everything. All right, let me see. Tim and Billings also sent us a great message that I want to get to here in just a second. But first, here's Tom Holman. He was on Fox News, and they asked him, they said, okay, is this a one-off? Is this a two-off? Or are we going to see more of these terrorist attacks? Here's what Tom Holman, incoming border czar, had to say.
No, more is coming. I think both these incidents, Las Vegas and New Orleans, they're both going to be U.S. citizens. They're both going to have recent foreign travel. They're both on a suicide mission. Neither one thought they're going to go home. And I think you're going to see ISIS affiliation on both of them. But, you know, the president bragged today, you know, this is U.S. citizen American. He shouldn't hang his hat on that. Because let's remember, just a couple of months ago, we arrested 8 people from Tajikistan in New York City, Philadelphia, and L.A. that were planning a terrorist-type event, a Russian-type terrorist event here in the United States. Luckily, the intel community called them before they did it. And let's remember, we got over 2 million gotaways, known gotaways on our southern border. Border Patrol has arrested people from 180 countries. Many of these countries sponsored terror. Mm-hmm. They've arrested over 300 people on terrorist watch list. Under Trump, we had 14. So I wouldn't hang his head on, you know, these attacks being done by U.S. citizens. It's coming. Even Christopher Wray, who I have very little respect in, says the southern border is the biggest national security vulnerability he's ever seen.
All right, there you go. That was Tom Holman. There's more to follow on that front. Maybe I'll play another clip for you here later this morning. Tim in Billings sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. How long until we get a report from the FBI that say, quote, he was on our radar? It seems like this is the response we consistently get from them. Maybe if they were as concerned with these types of attacks as they were for people praying in front of abortion clinics, questioning authoritarian school boards, or even just being present in D.C. on January 6th. I am sorry, but I'm sick and tired of giving a pass to the rank and file of these federal agencies who tell us to see something, say something when it comes to having company over during the COVID madness, but in turn they execute corrupt and unlawful policies and practices from an administration that is the most obtuse and corrupt in the history of our country. I hope their blood-soaked pensions are worth it for selling their country out. That was Tim in Billings. Thanks for that message. Yeah, we got the great David Noble back in the house here coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. Happy New Year to all of you. Brand new year. Are you still suffering with that same old joint pain? There you go. You woke up January 1st and you're like, oh, yeah, Happy New Year. Oh, man, I got to get out of bed because my back or my hip or my knee, whatever it might be for you. I'll tell you what, don't start the new year just dealing with that same old joint pain, losing sleep over it. You're not able to go on walks, you name it, because of that pain. QC Kinetics has hundreds of clinics all across America, and they're on the ground in Montana. Imagine a new year without achy joints, without pain pills, without steroid shots, and you might even be able to avoid surgery. Get all the QC Kinetics. You can get a free consultation. And then if you think, hey, this is right for me, you can use HSA and FSA dollars to pay for the treatments. Call QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263. That's QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263. All right, coming up right after this, of course, your national news updates with more information, the latest information here in just a minute or two. And then David Noble in the house for the 7 o'clock hour.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Let's think outside the box for a minute about the future of transportation. 40,000 people die in vehicle crashes every year. Suppose we could cut that drastically. How? Driverless cars. Imagine for one moment a world where crashes were avoided. What would that mean? It would mean that we could have different kinds of vehicles. Smaller, lighter, more efficient, cheaper, more aerodynamic. We don't need airbags and huge bumpers. Lower fuel costs and lower insurance rates. The cheapest ones might be repaired the way we fix computers today, by replacing them with new ones. Lighter vehicles would cause less wear and tear on roads. We could use the same roads, garages, and parking lots we have today, but they could serve a lot more volume. Is this really so far-fetched? There are plenty of details to be worked out, like how we move things like freight and big families. Things like buses and commuter trains might become dinosaurs, but getting people to accept it might be easier than you think, especially if it costs a fraction of what we pay today. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.